This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller congratulates Dominica for adopting Caribbean Court of Justice as final appellate court, City and Guilds centers to offer logistics hub training courses, and Management Institute for National Development MIND gears up for Public Sector Leadership Development Conference. The news in detail after this message. Stay with us.
Jamaicans from all walks of life.
We must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that.
Hey. Ease up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow. Ease up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must. Hey.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has congratulated Prime Minister of Dominica Roosevelt Skerritt for his country's decision to adopt the Caribbean Court of Justice, CCJ, as its final court of appeal. Dominica's House of Assembly on Tuesday approved legislation amending the country's constitution to facilitate the move. Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking Wednesday with Prime Minister Skerritt before the start of the business session of the 35th meeting of the Conference of CARICOM Heads of Government in Antigua and Barbuda. She conveyed commendation to the government and people of Dominica on behalf of the government and people of Jamaica. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the constitutional amendment is a vote of confidence in the CCJ and the high quality of the jurisprudence in the region. She's leading Jamaica's delegation to the meeting, which runs from July 1 to 4. Come September, City and Guilds will be introducing amended mathematics and English curricula for its certification programs. The curricula are being amended to make them more relevant to Jamaica. Deputy Director of City and Guilds International Bill Malcolm says the development of the new mathematics and English qualifications is a collaborative effort of the institution's product development team in London and local subject specialists.
The new English qualification now offers a module that facilitates assessment in speaking and listening. And by testing this vital skill, we're intending that learners within this program will have the confidence to communicate with prospective employers as they transition from the schoolroom to the workplace.
Mr. Malcolm was speaking at a press briefing at the British High Commission in Kingston Tuesday. In the meantime, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites has welcomed the announcement, noting that the new English qualification will address a challenge among Jamaican students to speak the language, as they will be assessed in speaking and listening. In 2011, the ministry signed a contract with City and Guilds for the delivery of examinations in mathematics and English in all Career Advancement Programme CAP centres islandwide. And the Caribbean Maritime Institute is to begin offering training courses in areas related to the logistics hub through the local City and Guilds centers. This after the signing of a memorandum of understanding between City and Guilds International and the Caribbean Maritime Institute to facilitate the introduction of the training courses. Under the partnership, students who obtain training will receive internationally recognized certification.
These new programs relate to logistics, warehousing, and engineering, and will be delivered by the CMI and its partners across the educational landscape of Jamaica. And by offering City and Guilds accredited programs, CMI will be providing Jamaican learners with our internationally branded certification.
Deputy Director of City and Guilds International, Bill Malcolm. He says the organization is committed to supporting the development of a skilled and certified Jamaican workforce. And public and private sector executives from Jamaica and the wider Caribbean are gearing up for the annual Public Sector Leadership Development Conference organized by the Management Institute for National Development MIND. The conference is scheduled for July 9 to 10 in Kingston and is aimed at strengthening the process of highlighting and formulating public sector-led strategies. Marketing Manager at MIND, Seanette Henry, says the event will include pre- and post-conference workshops and the presentation of the Public Life Award for Leadership Excellence. The two-day event will also focus on Caribbean regionalization, innovation, leadership and coaching, the global logistics hub, and the future of public service delivery. It is under the theme Thought Leadership, Creative Minds, Enabling Innovation, Transforming Organizations. For more information, call MIND at 927-1761 or send an email to marketing@mind.gov.jm. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.